find out how. IKEA Centennial, your life improvement store.
It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Good question. That is a very good question, I said. What are you doing now?
Sounds like you're talking pig. I'm talking pig Latin.
I like this song. Good music today, Alex. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is my experience, man. Darren Copeland experience. Music. My music.
Good job having experience, Darren. Good job. Well done.
303-831-3344.
You gotta give Alex some loving, man. You do.
Alex.
He acknowledged me every once in a while.
Alex. Hey, Alex.
Yo.
There's a little sugar for you. Come on. Women pay literally tens of
cents.
Not any good ones. Not any good cents if that's with him.
You like that? You like that?
Listen, man, what can I say about the Nuggets? I don't know what to tell you. They're 28 and 35.
Hey, they just won. They just won again.
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Ooh, real quick. Did you watch any of the combine this weekend?
Not on purpose.
Wait, how do you accidentally watch the combine?
Well, so I was at a bar.
Okay.
And I didn't have control of the television.
All right.
And it was either Bob's Burgers or combine or soccer behind my shoulder.
Okay.
I didn't
feel
like turn around.
Bob's Burgers is awesome. Great cartoon.
Not without volume.
That's fair. I'm surprised you didn't turn around to watch soccer because I figured that would.
I did a little because and I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry, but it was Atlanta's first ever game. They were playing and they were winning. I was there. There was their first ever home game. I just wanted to see what they looked like. That's all. I watched about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I could do that.
I watched a lot of the combine, actually. I watched Tadobia Uzier.
How'd he look?
He looked great, man. He ran a 4.44 and then a 4.46. So he ran fast. He didn't do as quite well in the agility test.
He would look good as the Bronco, don't you think? I mean, listen.
Yeah, but he doesn't feel a need for the Broncos. The Broncos have bigger needs.
I mean, listen, you have to find a solution, a longer-term solution for one side where Aqib Talib is. The facts of the matter is that he's just an older guy, and, you know, as an older guy with and then you factor in that he has a higher contract.
Sure.
I mean, that's a guy that just doesn't project to be here for a long, long period of time, and you always need to sort of restock.
I think
he might be the guy to restock.
I think if he falls into the fourth, the fifth round, then yeah, he's a guy you might want to look at, or maybe even the sixth, because he's not going high. Although his speed impressed some folks. Speaking of speed, John Ross, a 4.2,
yeah,
fastest ever. I was like,
I thought someone ran a 4.1s one time.
Nope, he's the fastest ever. In fact, he was going to get that island but then Adidas and
that's so dumb.
But
you just do an island. You're going to get the island of the middle of Baseline Reservoir, and it's like 20 square miles surrounded by.
I watched Christian McCaffrey. He impressed a lot of folks.
He can run fast even though he's white.
No, he did. He ran.
We had a guy at my high school who was a sprinter.
Yeah.
And he was like big time sprinter.
Yeah.
And was trained all the time and did all this stuff. And he would go down to these meets where it was just, you know, Denver South and George Washington and not a white person be seen, let alone in a 100-yard dash. And then he would come in and he'd finish like fourth or third. But when you're white and you're finishing fourth.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Like, yay.
That's kind of how it feels. But it's surprising.
Yeah. No. I mean,
it shouldn't be, but it is. Listen.
It's surprising only because the sheer number of white athletes that are better at certain sports is not high.
Listen. It is. If any race of person, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was put. I mean, so this is the whole thing, right? I mean, we're all allegedly equal, right? I mean, we all are supposedly equal. I mean, I may be a little bit better at running longer distances than you because you can probably only get about 10 feet, and then you have to go into your Bigfoot trudge.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm more quick action bursts of energy, not so much
real
long.
Quick.
Not
like
so
rushing
long.
To the refrigerator. Rushing to get that tree knocked.
Rushing is a strong word.
Rushing. Okay. But I mean, like if you or me were put into a situation where your very difficult situation in, say, Miami, Florida, where majority of African Americans are, right? Would you just say, and you put me or you down there, and then we found ourselves looking to football to try and get our ways out of it, right?
Right. Okay.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? I think that, you know, we would all have an equal chance depending. I mean, I don't think that, you know, you can't look at it one way or another, but I think that it's just different circumstances for different people. You know, I mean, there's all sorts of different things, and this is more individual.
I'm not quite sure what you're trying to say, and I don't know that it matters, just because the fact
I'm trying to say that I'm trying to not be racist about this.
It's not racist. It is surprising that Christian McCaffrey is a white running back. I mean, we just don't get those very often anymore. A really good white running back.
We have Janovich.
He's a fullback. He's a blocker. He's like a big hammer that you occasionally give the ball to.
Are you calling him dumb?
No, he's a weapon.
He's from Nebraska.
He's just a guy you run into the middle of the line to open holes. I mean, and he does a good job.
You know, he did play for the team that said, you know, N is for knowledge.
Yes. Yes. Which, you know, you drive by with your window rolled down and they just toss diplomas at you in Lincoln. We should stop that.
Oh, no, we can go for it.
Anyway, I don't want us to necessarily get.
I think that, you know, I think that we should go
McCaffrey.
I think that we should listen.
We need a defensive.
There are some very interesting places in need. And one of the places you need is that running back slot receiver / kick returner who can be dependable. And that, unfortunately, he fits the bill there.
Okay. So,
I mean, for me, he's not the first choice.
Who, McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Who's your first choice?
I want the OJ Brown guy, the tight end out of Alabama.
Yeah. The big
Monstro. El Monstro.
Monster. Yeah. I would go with
because
him.
What he does is he solves not only your tight end problem, but he also solves, as someone so eloquently put today somewhere on the radio, he also solves your running problem because
he's a blocker,
but he also can pass and he's also fast.
And he jumps. I mean,
I imagine that he's what I was hoping that Daniel Graham would be coming out of CU to that, but he never
turned out that. It would be great to be able to get him. I don't know that he's going
to
last.
No, you'll
long.
Have to trade up. And this is what something, I was listening to somewhere else, listening to somebody else, yeah. You know, some other radio station around here, and they were talking, and the talks about Broncos all the time.
Sure.
So what they were saying is if only Gary Kubiak did what he said he was going to do and played Paxton Lynch in that game in the last game of the year where the Broncos at halftime were down 17-0.
No, we were up.
We were up 17-0 and there was, you know, nothing to lose or anything like that.
Yeah.
And if they had lost that game, the Broncos would have lost that game.
Uh-huh.
They would have ended up with the 16th pick.
Which is right about where OJ probably would go.
Or maybe, you know, but because they won it and they kept the starters in, now it's the
down to 20.
20. It's harder to, they were talking about, but it's harder to go to the, it's harder to get up from 16 to 20. So I don't know what they're going to do, but he's a solution.
I hope they don't get.
Christian McCaffrey's a solution. Dalvin Cook is a solution.
I'd love to have Dalvin Cook. You kidding me? I think Dalvin Cook would look great in orange and blue. What I don't want them to do is go out and pull and pick up an offensive lineman in the first round. Just there's no reason for it. When you've got some decent guys on the free market, and we're going to see when we come back next Monday, we're going to have a lot of free agency moves that the Broncos will have made. Who knows? We may have a new quarterback.
Oh, that's right. We have a one-day weekend. One-day work week.
You guys are working tomorrow too, right?
What?
Yeah.
Are we on the air tomorrow?
I think so.
I thought the Mountain West tournament started tomorrow.
I gotta check my schedule.
We'll have to look that up.
It's
so.
Quite possible we may be here tomorrow, but but Wednesday we're definitely not, and Thursday we're definitely not, and Friday
we're not.
So
I mean, if it's tomorrow, it's two-day work week.
Not bad. It's not bad at all.
That is twice as much as I was prepared for.
That's true. It's double the amount of time that you were ready to do. It's okay.
That's why I never liked those Doublemint commercials, because it was just so tiring, because it was twice as much of everything. And for God's sakes, twice as many twins, twice as many chewing. What?
Twice as many chewing?
All right, that probably wasn't the best term. Hey, listen, if Michael Jordan can make weird, nonsensical statements, I can do the same thing. Anything is impossible.
See, poor Michael Jordan. He's the great. He will always be the GOAT to me, man. The greatest of all time. Always.
Did
always.
You say
and his
poor
he just,
Michael Jackson?
No, I said poor Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
I did, but I just feel bad for him because it feels like he is drifting slowly into insanity. Because his comment
he's got
is like
way too much. He's got way too much money to be called crazy, man.
The ceiling is
he's
the roof.
He's got eccentric proof money.
Yeah, no, that's true.
He might just end up being reclusive.
I just feel bad for him, though, man.
Because he said the ceiling is the roof and the roof is on fire.
He's doing
nobody gets some water because that mother is burning.
He's just doing more
that's
and more malaprops and looking sillier and sillier. And I don't want to remember Michael Jordan as a silly guy. I want to remember him always as the greatest of all time in basketball. And that's right now, it's hard for me to do that because he's been so bad as a general manager.
Have you ever seen it when he's like, when he cries?
Oh, yeah, the meme?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's a lot like what was going on there.
Yeah, I know. And it makes me sad. But
all right, man. Well, you know, we got to get out of here. But we'll be back possibly tomorrow. If not, enjoy Mountain West. We are back tomorrow?
Yeah! We'll see you tomorrow.
We're back tomorrow! Oh, my God. Two-day work week? What am I going to do?
Good night, everybody.
It's Darren Copeland. Weeknights 8 to 10. Only on Mile High Sports. Because of